It's Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
7:34 on Hudson Valley Focus, live and local on The Beacon. Let me say good morning and welcome back to Andrew O'Grady. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay. Busy morning. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's dark out when I got to work this morning, like same as you. And this is actually the first time I've actually spoken any words out of my mouth.
Okay.
When you picked up the phone. So,
yeah. You know what's funny is several years ago, I got up early in the morning and there's nobody else up at home. And I went in. I hadn't gotten a coffee that morning, so I stopped at one of the Dunkin' Donuts. And I had not yet spoken to anybody. And I walked into the Dunkin' Donuts over there by the Purple Parlor car wash, and I found out that I had no voice when I tried to order my coffee. That's a hell of a thing when you're on your way to the radio station.
No kidding. Oh, geez. So, that's a little scary.
But anyway, yeah, you would know. let's talk about 52 and stigma.
52 and stigma?
52 end stigma. So with this
event, 50 to end stigma. Yes,
52 end stigma.
That's with the family services, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's great.
And I wanted to mention that because MHA, I know, is participating in that, Thrive part of the event this Saturday as well.
Well, it's pretty, they're a great organization. I'm glad you have Leah on. She's incredible. They do some great stuff. They complement MHA, and MHA complements them very well. A lot of times people think about not-for-profits, and they wonder, is it a bunch of duplication of service? It's not. So for the listeners trying to understand the landscape,
yes.
Family services, while they have some ancillary services, and they certainly do, they don't duplicate MHAs. But their main part of business that ties to us is the clinic work they do. So the therapist and the psychiatrist, basically what many people think MHA does, but MHA does not do that. We're not the therapist and psychiatrist. You're not going to come into our office and sit down with a therapist. We provide the ancillary services that go with that. So while family services is providing the quote doctor or clinician to an individual, we then pick it up and work with that doctor and clinician and work with the individual in the community, in their home, helping them navigate life in general, basically. Because as you know, and you talk about it all the time, there's a lot of things that our government has done to make things very complicated for people.
Yes.
Nothing is ever easy. We all need a little help. A little help from our friends, kind of like another song that has a great great lyrics. We need help, I'm really happy that MHA provides it, whether it be in our veteran services or our HCBS core services or our case management department or whatever department it is that we're focusing on, whatever population, we are going to be that person that's going to kind of come to your house and be there for you, answer the phone when you need some help and guidance, advocate for you, go to DCFS with you, go to Social Security and help you navigate and figure that out. Get insurance for your apartment, whatever it might be, whatever you might need help with in life. That's what our staff are doing.
And Andrew O'Grady, Jesse Cerubi was on from Family Services on the yesterday, and I just want to continually reinforce this message because you said it so well, and that's the thing that we are fortunate about here, especially in Dutchess County, other areas as well, but especially Dutchess County, and that's the collaboration between agencies. Tomorrow morning, Dutch County Sheriff Kirk Imparati will be on with me. And again, whether we're talking about domestic violence through family services, coordinating with the sheriff's department and their facility over there in Poughkeepsie, the work that you do with the sheriff's office. I mean, and the other thing that Jesse Cerubi talked about yesterday is the support services for the first responders who they themselves often find themselves in very traumatic situations. These are human beings. These are not robots or machines.
Right.
And they too need care, right?
Absolutely. you know, we, like I said, we all need a little help. And I love that our agencies work together like we do. It really makes us stronger. And Kirk is great. I mean, he certainly has been a supporter of this agency, but also he sees that we're not redundant in this community.
Yes.
And he's there to help if he does see a little area where we can improve on. I think we all the leaders in this area do that, and that's another great thing, that we don't just sit back and assume that we are doing it right. I certainly don't. You know, sometimes people, you know, in my own agency says, well, why do you point out where, you know, things are not great? Because, you can't just walk around and say everything's perfect. You don't get any better. And we certainly, you know, this field, and like you said, helping people, it's not a cookie-cutter thing. I mean, every person's an individual, and every person has their own challenges, and you can't just do things a certain way. You have to really look at the whole person and the whole situation. But we're very, very lucky to be working in this community.
You know, it just, listen to what you're saying, Andrew O'Grady, it's just the, reminds me how much changes in our lives. And Robbie and I, for I guess it's at least the last 2 months now, been really looking back over the last, you know, 50, 60 years, maybe even longer, and have, you know, looking at the changing demographics. And there's so many things that impact our lives that do take, you know, a toll on our mental fitness as well as our physical fitness. Andrew?
Everything changed. You know, we all vacillate on that scale. I've talked about that. And, you know, one being as most depressed as you can get, and 10 being, you know, as unfortunately sick as one can get. But we all land on that spectrum. And, you know, I like to think that we all are in a 4, 5, 6 range, and we don't go much past those two, you know, the 4 and the 6. But, there are times where we do. You've talked about it. You've been open about it. You went through like a period of time where you had like 3 or 4 major things happen at one time. Yeah. And it can happen to anybody.
Yes,
and it kind of sends us into a funk. And, you know, that you don't necessarily have to run off and get help. But if something like that, if that funk that you're having is lasting longer than, you know, 3 months, 2 months, whatever, if it's taking a toll on you, it does take a toll on you. It impacts your physical life. It impacts everything negatively. And that's when it could kind of kick in and stay, unless you do get some help and address it. So you always want to talk to your doctor and have a relationship with the doctor that allows you to speak openly.
Right. Thank you for what you just said, because it made me think that here's a real problem that we have with the, and I'm not talking about the individual doctors or healthcare providers. It's the way the system has changed, that very few people have enough time with their primary care doctor these days. And sometimes in these groups, they're not always necessarily seeing the same primary care provider. And you and I had this conversation back to that period in my life that you just referenced, where I had so many things hitting me all at once. I was very fortunate that I had the same primary care physician for about 14 or 15 years at that point. And she knew me as a person. And that made all the difference in the world when I sat down with her and I said, you know, oh, Dr. Kane, you know, it's just things aren't just going. And she ticked off to me. She was aware of not just me, but she had also been treating my mother and father. She knew that they were having health problems. Andrew, these relationships are really, really important with our healthcare providers. Andrew?
It's so important. You know, people that bounce from, you know, emergency room to emergency room, they go to an urgent care here, another urgent care over here. I get that's one way to address your issues, and I know there's problems accessing, you know, health providers. There's a million problems, but you really have to work hard at finding that person for you and stick with them, because you're absolutely right. I mean, your doctor needs to know you really well, because they can pick up on things that you might not even be aware are happening. If you have that right doctor and they have that person that cares and pays attention, you know, you can get ahead of things, and you don't have to suffer unnecessarily either. And you feel comfortable bringing things up to that person as opposed to somebody you don't know and you just walk in and you expect them to manage your life going forward, and they're not there to do that. So.
Sure. It is 7:44. Let's get a quick break here. Andrew O'Grady, MHADuchess.org. Let's hear from the Zolls with Sports Report and then back on the Beacon.
Live, local, and unafraid, this is Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on the Beacon.
7:48 on Hudson Valley Focus on the Beacon. Andrew O'Grady, CEO of Mental Health America, on the phone. And Andrew, I have sitting in the studio with me, attorney Marty Rutberg.
Hi, Andrew.
Marty Rutberg, how are you?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. So, Andrew, Marty and I are going to be talking about some event happening with the Salvation Army after 8 o'clock. But, you know, when Marty showed up here early, I was thinking about what you and I were just talking about, you know, the traumas that happen in our lives. And Marty Rutberg, I mean, what you do in your, legal profession, just like I had to do, Andrew, in my insurance profession, dealing with people who have gone through these kinds of traumatic events. Marty?
Yeah, it seems to be getting more frequent, too, as far as highway stuff goes, tragedies. It's a funny thing, but no matter how long an individual is around and sees or should see these things going on, it always amazes me how stunning it is to people when it happens to them or close to them. It's like we roll along with the idea unconsciously that it can't happen to us, and the sad reality is that this stuff, highway stuff, illness, all the rest of it, can happen to any of us at any time.
And Andrew, in that context, the universe of people around that individual, it spills over to everybody, correct, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, Marty, you know, experiences it firsthand. I mean, he sees people, and then, you know, just like a therapist would with trauma, he has to understand every aspect of it. So I'm sure he has to sit and talk to people and understand their experience in that, and he has to experience the emotions with them. I mean, things can be traumatic. I mean, it happened to me first of this year. I mean, I smashed my head and had that surgery and lost my voice. I mean, just like that, anything can happen to any one of us. We all face adversities, and we have to come through it, but thankfully there's people like Marty and out there helping families deal with it. But families are impacted terribly by these things.
Marty?
Yeah. That's very nice of you to say.
It's true.
I do my best. I don't have a technical background in therapy. I've needed therapy myself to deal with losses and things that have happened to me. But, you know, the people come in and it's like they can't believe it. Everybody says, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe he or she is gone. I can't believe this happened to my child. And your heart goes out. And frankly, you know, I just spent 47 years in the courtroom. I'm still working, but I'm not trying cases now. There's a burnout factor for us dealing with this stuff too over time. A lot of sorrow comes and goes, but on the other hand, it has been very rewarding to be when you're able to be a source of strength. And you know, everybody talks about the money, the compensation that we get for people. It's not about the money per se, but when certain losses happen, money is a very important response to it, because people lose the breadwinner. They lose, food. So there is a kindness element to our work, and I hope people know that.
And back to listening to both of you, I mean, I think back to, you know, the insurance business. So whether it was a catastrophic auto accident that results in, you know, fatalities and having to work on my side through the family there. Or, you know, I can remember some catastrophic fire losses to a person's home where they lost all their personal belongings and displacing. I say this because you and I talked about that these issues can impact anybody at any point in time in ways that you wouldn't necessarily think about happening. And, you know, in working through that, the stresses of it are to people to know that there are resources in this community. Don't carry that burden on your own. Andrew?
No. And, you know, it goes back to what we talked about before. And the starting point for that is, you know, people don't think, why would the starting point be my medical doctor? The starting point is your medical doctor. Yeah. They can make a referral. They can guide you to any type of mental health care you might need. And accessing mental health care is not the easiest thing. There should be compensation for that, Marty, how people have to go through trying to find help and when they need help, because it's not easy to find somebody. But there is a process, and in this community, thankfully, we have great resources. We have the Stabilization Center in Poughkeepsie where anybody can go 24/7. It's an urgent care for mental health and addiction. You're not going there to get hospitalized. You're going there to just communicate, talk about what's going on at the moment, to get you through the stressful moment, and then they'll link you up with the best option for you going forward. That's another option somebody has. But there are many services, and MHA of Dutchess County is here to kind of guide somebody. We might not provide exactly what you need. Like I said before, we don't do the therapy and the psychiatry. We do all the community support. But we're happy to guide anybody and then get them to where they need to be, because we're in the helping profession.
In terms of getting the help, you have not only, as you mentioned, the logistic issues of where do I go and who knows how to tell me where to go, but there's also still, sadly, a resistance. People somehow feel that needing mental health assistance is different and, you know, not a good thing, as opposed to needing physical medicine. It's really too bad. I wanted to ask you, Andrew, are you seeing a change in the numbers, an increase in people seeking help, or a decrease in the last few years? You've been at it a while. You can tell us.
Yeah. Well, we have seen an increase, not just in the services we provide, but overall, whether people like the word stigma or not, that stigma attached to mental health and people's resistance to helping themselves is waning a little bit. It's certainly there, and it's still a major problem. But thankfully, I don't know if COVID did it or what, but people had an increase in anxiety, and you know, people start, and social media, people talk openly about their mental health issues, and it's normalizing it a little bit, thankfully. So people are, and that's the perfect storm. There's not enough therapists out there, and now more people want it and need it and are seeking it. So, you know, that has to adjust itself, and that's going to take many years as they incentivize people to go into this profession. And you know, there's these waves we go through in life, but you know, yes, there's an increase. Certainly, there's an increase, and you know, this world we live in is, you know, maybe it's not as dangerous as it was before, but because social media is inundating everybody, and news cycles are 24/7, people have the perception that it's a scary place to live. And you know, I think that we got to get the message out that yes, there's some strange things happening in this world, but overall, we live in a beautiful area. We, you know, you have to embrace the positive in your life.
Yeah, you sound like a therapist.
But I want to say something, and I know I probably am, you know, redundant about saying this, but listening to the two of you talk and you know, the conversation I had with Jesse Cerubi yesterday, the sheriff tomorrow, this idea about the interconnectedness of the people in our community working to support their different efforts, I just can't emphasize that enough, Andrew and Marty.
Yeah, we're lucky that way here. And it took me a while, really, to appreciate it, but compared with a lot of other places, we're in pretty good shape in terms of support for one another in this area, the Hudson Valley generally, Dutchess County in particular, has a lot of good things going on.
Andrew, we've got about 2 minutes left here, I think.
I completely agree with that, and that's why your show is so great, always pointing out what's happening in our community. But even this time of the year, look at the leaves changing. I mean, sure. I don't think we realize the beauty. We certainly don't. I mean, I live very close to Valkill. I've been there one time. I mean, there's things that are right here that we could be experiencing that we take for granted. We don't even realize it. Take a look at go down by the water. Take a look at these beautiful views over our Hudson River. And we just live in a beautiful, beautiful area. And that's one thing you can take in, and it's absolutely free. Just take it in, breathe it in, see it, and enjoy it.
To your point, I turned into my driveway yesterday, and the sunlight was coming through the colorful leaves. The driveway itself was, you know, painted with all the different colors. I stopped. It took my breath away. And with everything going on, Andrew and Marty, man, there comes a point in time, you just got to stop and appreciate what is around us.
Yeah. It's true.
It's ironic that I'm talking how beautiful the leaves are, because just the other day I was saying these damn leaves.
Yeah, right.
And I had to clean them all up. And yeah.
Exactly. Well, Andrew, always, always great to talk to you. We will continue this conversation soon. And again, to MHA for supporting the Family Services event this weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Take care,
bye-bye.
Andrew.
Bye-bye.
Marty and I will be back in a minute with some information about an upcoming Salvation Army event. Plus, I have another word for you for our money campaign.